بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل جاء الحق وزحق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, so here we are in 2025, and Israel has finally achieved what no terrorist group, no hostile neighbor, no anti-Semitic tyrant could ever achieve. And that is, it has become the most dangerous country on earth for its own people. Not because of rockets or boycotts, but because its government has decided that the only way to ensure the future is to annihilate everyone else. The only way to ensure its future is to annihilate everyone else. And the Zionist project, once sold as a miraculous refuge for a persecuted people, now stands revealed as a 70-year experiment in ethnic cleansing, wrapped in biblical entitlement and armed with American money. The current phase bulldozes in the West Bank, tanks in Gaza, and a prime minister whose personal survival depends on keeping his citizens permanently terrified and morally anesthetized. Netanyahu and his coalition of zealots have at last classified Israel's mission statement: kill or expel. Kill or expel 2 million Palestinians and call it security. Reduce Gaza to rubble, herd the survivors into tents, and then here's the punchline: offer them resettlement packages in Libya or in South Sudan, as though genocide could be rebranded as humanitarian outsourcing. And the world still dithering over whether to call this behavior problematic or not, as if sanctions and isolation are reserved only for the unlucky states without lobbyists in Washington or friends in the European parliaments. Israel is begging to be treated as a pariah, but we keep dressing it up as a partner, said one historian. And the most awkward truth of all: Jews in the diaspora now face a choice. Condemn this gratis betrayal of Jewish history or keep defending the indefendable until Israel becomes the nightmare prophecy that it was meant to escape. Now, my respected elders and friends, what is the history after this introduction that I have given you? What is the history of these oppressors? And what drives them to proudly display the inhumanity and barbarity? Allow me, in the short time that I have, we'll try to go through some of its history. They are referred to as the Bani Israel in the Quran. And they are the descendants of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. The term Banu Israel translates as the sons of Israel, which was another name for Yaqub alayhi salam, meaning the sons of the slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons. Each of them went to lead separate tribes, collectively known as the Bani Israel. However, it has nothing to do with the Israel that is called today. That is the one aspect that you need to know. The other is that they are also referred to as Yahud in the Quran. You know, you read now and then in the Quran, you come across the word Yahud. So where did this word come from? They are also referred to as Yahud in the Quran, which traces back to Yahuza, which is Judah, which is one of the sons of Yaqub alayhi salam. And Yahuza's tribe later became the most significant tribe among the 12 tribes of Israel, and thus they founded the land of Judah, which is present-day West Bank. And due to the majority of the descendants coming from Yahuza, they are commonly known as Yahud. Now the Quran speaks of four examples of their rebellion. The Quran speaks of four of their rebellion. The first one the Quran speaks of is the exodus from Egypt. Having spent a considerable time under the influence of the Pharaoh, the Bani Israel absorbed some of the religious and cultural values of Egypt. Despite their covenant with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a strong affinity for Egyptian culture lingered amongst them. So on their journey to the promised land, the influence of Egyptian practices became apparent as they expressed a desire for an idol or a sculpture to worship. This longing for a tangible representation of God persisted, with the people requesting an image wherever they encountered other groups. And Allah speaks about this rebellion. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتَوْا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ يَأْكُفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَصْنَامٍ لَهُمْ قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى اجْعَلْ إِلَٰهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ إِلَٰهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَا. So Allah speaks about this. And we brought the children of Bani Israel across the sea, and they came to the people who were devoted to idols. So they said, "Oh Musa alayhi salam, make for us a god just as these people have gods." So that was their first rebellion. The second Allah speaks of, they deliberately and mischievously changed their scripture. This is the second rebellion that Allah speaks. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. So woe to those who distort their own hands and they say this is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, seeking a fleeting gain. So woe to them for what their own hands had written, and woe to them for what they have earned. So the second rebellion, or the second act of rebellion, was they when they tried to change the scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, the settlement in the promised land. The journey to the promised land was an opportunity given by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to the Bani Israel to undergo spiritual and physical growth. However, upon reaching the promised land, Allah commanded them to attack and conquer the promised land. Despite the divine promise of victory, they refused to. Despite Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala confirming that victory will be yours, they refused to attack. Allah mentions, قَالُ يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. They said, O Musa, we will never enter it so long as they remain in it. Therefore, you go and your Lord go and you fight, we will sit here. So Allah punished them. قَالَ فِيهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. It shall be forbidden them for them for 40 years to enter into the promised land. Now, my respected elders and friends, the fourth rebellion was the killing of the prophets. So the first was the exodus from Egypt. The second was the changing of the scriptures. The third was when they refused to fight despite divine intervention. And the third was the killing of the prophets that Allah also speaks about in the Quran. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Bani Israel killed in one day 43 Anbiya alayhim as-salam and 170 pious men who commanded them to do good. This fact is mentioned in Tafsir Ibn Kasir. Humiliation and abasement were pitched upon them and they incurred the anger of Allah because they disbelieved his signs and they killed the prophets unjustly. This is basically in very short the four acts of rebellion of the people of the Bani Israel. Now, my respected elders and listeners, what is the resilience of the people of Gaza in the face of all that is happening today? Amid the devastating genocide that is raging through Gaza from the rubble, emerges an indestructible light that has captivated the hearts of people across the globe. There's no doubt about that. It has captivated the hearts and the minds of people that who are these people that can have such faith and such resilience with so much of tyranny and genocide taking place? The faith and the resilience of the people of Gaza has captivated the hearts and the minds of people. These are not ordinary people. Their dignity and courage shine through our screens. These are people who bury their loved ones in gratitude for every Allah and certainty that they will reunite with their loved ones in paradise. They bury their loved ones in gratitude for every breath that Allah has given them. Their eyes and their hearts are fixated on the eternal life to come. Betrayed, abandoned by the vast majority of the world, they see the stark reality of an unjust world that turns a blind eye to their plight and they dismisses their screams. So first and foremost is the resilience of the people of Gaza. Then secondly, my respected elders and friends, which is a great lesson for me and for you, and for myself as well, is their association with the Quran. The Palestinian Chronicle reports
that Gaza has one of the proportionately largest Quran memorization population in the world. Allahu Akbar. Can you believe it, my friends? What is their association with the Quran? What is mine and your association with the Quran? They have one of the largest population of memorization in the world. Frequent Quran recitation and memorization events through Palestine. Zakaria Al-Zamli, who is a professor of the science of Quran and comparative religion at the Islamic University in Gaza, he explains this noteworthy dedication to the Quran, and he says that the Quran gives us comfort. The Quran gives us comfort. We're living in terrible conditions, under pressure. The Quran teaches us patience. Allahu Akbar. 6 months have passed from Ramadan till now. Am I right? 6 months. Shawwal, Qa'dah, Muharram, Safar. Gee, it's going to be Rabiul Awwal, inshallah, next week. 6 months have passed, and already 6 months left for the next Ramadan already. How much of the Quran have me and you read? What is mine and your association with the Quran? What is our children's association with the Quran? Nevertheless, the faith and resilience, each face in Gaza tells a painful story. Each face is etched with struggle and pain, yet their faith remains unshaken. Are the events in Gaza a precursor to the prophecy of Nabi alayhi salam when he said the last hour would not come? The last hour, unless the Muslims will fight the Jews and the Muslims would kill them, until the Jew would hide themselves behind a stone or a tree, and the stone on the tree would say, "O believer, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him." But the tree of Gharqad would not say, "For that is the tree of the Jews." This hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. My respected elders and friends, the following two narrations inform us about an Islamic army that would come for the assistance of the Arab Muslims fighting the Israelis. The Nabi of Allah said, "Black standard flags will come from Khurasan. Nothing shall turn them back until they are planted in Jerusalem." This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. Armies emerging from the east shall advance, and after conquering one country after another, they shall help and strengthen the authority of Imam Mahdi. These two narrations speak about an army from the east, that is Khurasan, the historic land that lies somewhere in between modern day Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. They will be under the command of Imam Mahdi, who you and I know is the descendant of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The situation in Gaza has deeply affected and inspired countless of people across the world, offering important lessons in faith, in patience, in perseverance, and in reliance on Allah. The reliance of the people of Gaza in the face of overwhelming adversity serves as a powerful reminder of these spiritual and emotional values. My respected elders and friends, I leave you with the following words. Their test is to stay alive. Their test is to stay alive. Your test is what will you do with the safety, comfort, and privilege that Allah has given you. Their test is to stay alive at night. They don't know the next morning whether they'll be alive or not. Mine and your test is what will we do with the comfort, with the safety, and the privilege that Allah has given us in our country. Both tests are written by the same hand, but the response is ours to write. Both tests is written by the hand of Allah. The hand of Allah knows why they are being tested, and me and you are being tested with comfort, safety, security, and privileges. How we write that exam paper is what will decide our fate and destiny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the day, my friends. Really, I can't wait to see that day. I don't know how many of us will be alive, but I want to visit Masjid al-Aqsa when it is liberated, inshallah. Inshallah. Thumma inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Two important announcements. One is, inshallah, our today's collection will be in madrasa. It was an amazing hadith that I came across last night about charity. We normally hear that charity doesn't decrease wealth. In fact, this hadith mentions that charity increases wealth. Charity increases wealth so much so that the angels make dua for the person who spends in the path of Allah. The angels make dua for the person who spends in the path of Allah, and Allah protects the wealth of that person who spends in charity. Subhanallah. Allah protects the wealth of that person who spends in charity. The angels make dua for that person who spends, and Allah increases the wealth of that person. And where better an avenue for us to spend than in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, there is an important spiritual upliftment program that is taking place in Azadville, starting from now at Jummah, going until Sunday, inshallah. Important advice is relating to our spiritual upbringing, our spiritual upliftment, the cleansing of our hearts from all types of spiritual diseases, inshallah, by the elders will be given in Azadville. Inshallah, youth programs also will be taking place. Let us try to avail ourselves and take benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullah wa akhiru. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد ربه وسبحانه بكرة وعصيلا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل جاء الحق وزحق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين
والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم غدهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let us ensure that ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder. Try to fill in all the gaps. Stand as close as possible. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما
أما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.